Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, welcome back to the Live Free Podcast. I'm Michaela Quinn, and I am so excited to share with you another amazing story of how you can build your freelance business and create the ideal work-life income balance for yourself. And today you're going to get to meet Julia. Julia was is a new first-time mom when she got started, and I'll let her share with you all the details of why, how, and all of that. But spoiler alert, she was able to replace and match her full-time six-figure corporate salary in around the three-month-ish mark, all while she was still working that full-time job and a mom to a sweet, sweet little baby. So you've probably seen me on Instagram, or maybe if you're on my email list, talk about how you can start and how you can reach your income goals and potentially quit your job in 90 days. Now, that is not just a made up scenario. It's not just something I pulled out of the air and said, "Ooh, this sounds catchy." No, it's happening. It's happened for multiple women. Tons of women inside the program. Is that everyone's exact timeline? No. But if you sit down, if you buckle in and go through the course and then start applying and implementing what I teach in step five of the program and are consistent, it could very well be possible for you. And even if you got started today, 3 months from now, so we're looking into February, end of March, end of April, by June, you could potentially be at a position to be quitting your job if you started today. Now, even if you started today and you're not 100% at that number by June, maybe you're close. Maybe it takes you 4 months. Maybe it takes you 5 months. That's July. That's August. That's still incredible. So if you are ready to get started freelancing, don't forget, one of the best ways that I can support you and help you and make it happen is inside my program, the Live Free Academy. You can review all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy, or check it out in the show notes. We'll link to it there as well. If you have any questions about what your timeline could be, about what it looks like to get started freelancing, or any questions that have you on the fence, shoot me a DM over on Instagram at michaela.quinn, or send an email, hello@michaelaquinn.com. And I am happy to chat through and answer whatever your questions are. But also listen to these student success stories. And if you're on the fence, a lot of times what I hear from people is, I'm just so nervous. Like, what if I don't land clients? What if it doesn't work for me? Listen to these episodes and ask yourself, why would it work for her, but not me? If she can do it, can I? The answer is yes, absolutely. If you enroll, you go through the course, you network, you put yourself out there, you are consistent. And the course has everything you need with all of the support elements as well to help support you and making that happen. So I'm going to say about that. But for now, let's go meet Julia, another amazing mom who was able to start her freelance business from scratch and reach incredible goals in around 90 days. Let's go hear why she got started, how she got started, and what life looks like on the other side. Julia, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Michaela. Thank you. So excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you on and just to get to know you a little bit better and also for everyone to hear your journey from working mom to freelancing from home and how it started and all that. But before we get into all the good stuff, you know, would you mind just taking a quick second to introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do?
Yeah, of course. And I first have to say, it's the end of the year. You know how Spotify gives you like your year in review? Your podcast is like my number one listen to from this past year. I think I'm like, it said, you're in Michaela's top 3% of listeners.
Ooh.
So it's so fun to get to be on your podcast because I listen to pretty much every single episode where you had some of your, you know, your students and your clients on. And it was so inspiring for me. So super excited to be a guest. And yeah, let's jump in a little bit about me. I am from Northern California. That's where I live with my family. I'm married. We have one kid, a daughter named Sienna. She's about 21 months old. And let's see, graduated college 10 years ago. That feels weird to say now. So I've had 10 years of corporate experience. Started out after college. I went to college in Kentucky, the University of Kentucky. Moved back to California and was in Southern California for a long time. Started out in real estate. So worked in real estate, always in a support role. Mm-hmm. Did marketing, did operations, and kind of realized like, hey, if I want to grow in this industry, sales is the path for that. And I am not a salesperson. So around that time, moved to Northern California and San Francisco. In tech, as you know, in the Bay Area is such a big industry. So decided to kind of pivot to tech, still held kind of the same roles, just a different industry. So lots of operations jobs, project management stuff, eventually kind of pivoted to EA work, executive assistant work. And then I was working for Salesforce at the time and COVID happened.
Yeah.
Forced everybody home. And about a year and a half later, we had our first daughter. And I had a really nice maternity leave. I had like 6 months, which I know is so great. And, you know, it's unheard of, but should be more common for sure.
Yeah.
Went back to work. And as my daughter started to get older, it just got harder. I was working from home. We had help in the house. You know, once she started walking, she knew exactly where mom was. She'd, you know, come to the door. I mean, I could barely leave my home office to, you know, to go get a snack in the kitchen without her having a meltdown. So that became harder kind of at the same time that like my job became more demanding.
Mm-hmm.
I was in meetings all day. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't something I could take an hour break from and then come back to.
It was a traditional, like, I don't know, 8 to 5 or yeah. whatever the hours were job where sure you're at home, but yeah. you're still... on.
No flexibility. Totally. That's exactly right. And it just got, I feel like right about the time she was like, I don't know, 11 months, 12 months, it got really, really hard mentally. You know, just I was so stressed. I felt like I can't give 100% to my daughter. I can't give 100% to my employer. And then, you know, my husband would come home at the end of the day and he'd get the worst of me because I was just, I wanted to be present with my daughter. But I also, in the back of my mind, knew I had, you know, 20 emails to respond to and all this work that was waiting for me after she went down for bed. It was like, okay, then I'm online until 10 or 11 o'clock at night,
gosh,
only to wake up the next morning and do it again. So it got to a point where, you know, I remember just calling my husband, like, something's got to give, you know, and we'd try to shift things, like do a different childcare schedule or make some changes. And it just, I needed to make a more drastic change. So like started kind of researching, what can I do? I still needed to make money. I still wanted to make money. I mean, could we have probably pivoted completely and like me not worked? It would have been, we would have had to make sacrifices for sure. We could have, and I just didn't want to. Like, yeah. I like to work. I needed to find a different solution.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what led me on this journey of trying to figure out what else is there that will allow me to be the mom that I want to be. And also, you know, still work and utilize the skill set that I've spent the last 10 years building. And so that's when I came across your course. And I was honestly trying to remember, I think like kudos to whomever does your SEO, because I think like all of the sudden I just started, you know, coming across your stuff on social media, like seeing, you know, some of the testimonials and things that you were sharing, learned about your podcast. And that's when I just like you have some different kind of episodes, but I loved especially these episodes where you just would interview real women, moms, you know, some moms, some not moms, like, but I just found pieces of everybody's story that I could relate to. And so I think it was July. I remember like being on a wedding anniversary, like overnight trip with my husband and kind of telling him like, I found this thing. I really want to give it a go. And like purchased your course, I think within like a week of finding you.
Yeah.
And I went through the coursework in like a week. I was super motivated. And that was probably early August.
Mm-hmm.
And then completely left my job like a month later. When I signed up for your course and started taking it, like I knew I was at my end with what I could give to my previous job. And so I kind of had it in my mind, like September is the month I will leave completely, even if I haven't fully replaced my income. Like I, you know, I needed that for my mental health and well-being. Yeah. And so that's what I did.
Wow. Okay. I have so many questions for you now. So
yeah.
What was your husband's reaction when you were like, so I found this thing online and I want to do it?
Yeah. 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 He has always been supportive. I mean, I'm the more emotional of the two of us. He's super calm, cool, collected all the time. And so, you know, like I came to him and I was so excited about this opportunity and he was like, oh, that sounds great. Just sometimes I want him to be, you know, his excitement levels to match mine. And that's just not who he is.
Yes.
He was like, great. You know, if I think at that point he hated to see me in the state that I was in, like there were a few months there, it got really hard on me and therefore him and our relationship. And and so he wanted a different path for me too. He luckily was very supportive of me going for it.
That's awesome. Were you looking into any other options when you kind of found freelancing or?
You know, yeah. So I have tried more like passion projects and I really love interior design and like event design, tablescaping and florals and things like that. And so I did kind of have a season where I was giving that a go. That was actually about the time that I got pregnant with my daughter. And I ended up kind of petering out on that only because I realized like I wanted that just to be mine. It's my creative outlet. Like I love to do it. I love to help friends and family with it, but I didn't necessarily want to like make that a business or my work. So kind of pivoted away from that. But other than freelancing, there really wasn't anything else that just felt right. Like, again, like I told you, sales is not my thing. Yeah. Like I didn't want anything that felt salesy. And like, then I came across you and like, you're so relatable, you know, you just are very real. Like you're a mom, you have an incredible story, but there's nothing else that really felt good or felt right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so like your background too, you had such a good background to really transition and pivot to the freelance space. Like, were you already familiar with the freelance industry and that this was even like really an option?
Not really. Yeah. I really wasn't. I mean, I knew there were people who, you know, I'm surrounded by plenty of people who are entrepreneurial, but like, I always thought of it as like, you have to have this big grand business plan and have this business venture and, you know, start an LLC and all these steps that always seem so intimidating. And so to have this path to that same thing, but like without all of the scary, you know, quote unquote, scary steps that come with like launching a full-fledged business.
Yeah.
It was perfect. You know, once you kind of gave me the recipe for success, like you said, I had the experience, I had the skill set. I just needed to figure out how to kind of translate that into the freelance world and then how to kind of go and get some clients from there.
So you enrolled in like early August, finished the course in like a week, really, really quick. what did it look like then from finishing the course to like landing clients and that process?
You do a great job of like outlining the different strategies and ways you can go about getting clients. And so I kind of tried a few of them from the get-go. And the first client I landed was in within like maybe a week or two of finishing your course. And it's still my biggest client to date. And so I think that really set a good foundation then to move forward and to confidently leave my full-time job. But that first client I got, I just used my network. Like again, I had 10 years of experience working with different companies, with different people. And so I started reaching out to my network and just was really, you know, honest about where I was in my career and what I was looking for and what I felt like I could share with, you know, with people. And I reached out to somebody I used to work with, and she actually connected me with a friend who she knew was looking for somebody. And so got hired on with them, and I'm still with them like 15 hours a week. Mm-hmm. They're definitely my biggest client. And, you know, I see myself working with them for a long time to come. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed. Every single one of my clients I've gotten in different ways. The second one through your job board, she had posted and it sounded, you know, right up my alley. Reached out to her. I think I even didn't hear back from her right away. So I like reached out again and we scheduled the discovery call. I think we actually had two discovery calls. And then she offered me the position. And I started with her, I think, in like September. Uh-huh. She's still a client of mine. And I have three clients right now. Then the third client, I went the Facebook group route. So I really kind of checked all the boxes. And I kind of took a different approach with her or used a different strategy. So I forget the name of the Facebook group, but, you know, kind of female entrepreneur type Facebook group. And I started searching like freelancers or VAs. And I found people who were posting about their services and actually looked to see the business owners who were commenting on their posts who were interested, and found some that I felt like resonated and reached out. And that's how I got my third client. That's that awesome. Way. So, yeah.
When did the third client kind of come into the picture?
Maybe October. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe October. And so the first two are hourly. And then with her, we have a more project-based contract. And so I just wrapped up my most recent project with her, and we plan to sync up again in the new year and kind of figure out what she wants to do next. It worked great. I did also try cold pitching and outreach, and I thought that that was going to be my favorite way to go for it. But again, you know, it just wasn't. I think I found that I felt more confident talking to people who I knew who were already looking for somebody. And I know some people love the outreach, the cold call kind of approach, but I found out pretty quickly that that wasn't for me, and that's okay. And I found these other strategies and approaches that worked really well for me and my personality.
I love that. And I love that with like the first client you landed through your personal network, it wasn't the person who you reached out to that hired you. Because so many times I hear from people like, well, I don't know anyone who has a business or who's looking. Well, it's not always about just who you know. It's who you know and who they know.
Right. And people love to network. People want to help. And especially your network who knows you, they know your work ethic, they know what you're capable of. Like they're essentially going to do the selling for you. If they have one or two people that they can think of that might benefit from your services, like, of course, they're going to talk you up and they want to help you. They also want to help the person that they're connecting you with. So it really is a win-win.
Yeah. So you quit in September, right?
Yep. I stopped working for that company I was with mid-September.
When you quit, had you matched your income? Were you close? What did that look like?
Yeah. So at that point, I had my first two clients. My first one I had been working with for about a month already. My second, I was just kind of onboarding, but knew what she was expecting kind of monthly in terms of hours and what that would look like income-wise. So I think at that point I probably hadn't completely matched, but I'll say that with the savings of childcare, right? Because we were now you know, going from full-time childcare to just, we have help for like a few hours, a few days a week. And just the fact that I had the flexibility to now work when I wanted during nap times or early mornings or whatever that, you know, whatever I wanted to look like, all of that, like the way it shook out, it about equaled out. And then since then, I've upped my hours with the second client that I got and then brought on the third client too, and have plans to onboard another client in January. So I would say all of that combined, I'm matched, if not exceeded, what I was making in my full-time corporate job.
And is that working part-time hours or are you still working full-time?
It's still part-time hours. And so I'm right now about 15 hours a week with my biggest client and then about 25 a month with the second. And then the other, you know, the great thing about project-based work is if I'm really efficient and I get more efficient every month, you know, supporting her, I can make that as, you know, as long as I get my work done, that could only be 5 hours a month.
Yeah.
If I'm super efficient with my time. So it's more than 20 hours a week, but not that much more than that.
Yeah. And you like matched, almost exceeded, and you were a six-figure earner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have, for my last few years working in corporate, definitely. And yes, I'm there. I'm at the same threshold.
That's amazing. Because that's another thing I hear from people too, that are like, I make too much money to be able to make freelancing work. Like there's no way it could replace my.
Yeah. And I would say like, you do a good job of outlining in the course. Like if you're a beginner, here's kind of the hourly rate. But if you're not, and just because you don't have experience freelancing doesn't mean you're like, that doesn't make you a beginner, right? Because your skill sets will still very much apply. Set your hourly rate where you want to be, what you want to be making. And then every client that I've gotten since then, I've upped my rate. And again, it's only been 3 months.
Wow.
And I would say too, some things that helped me mindset wise, feel like I'm going about this very much as an experienced professional instead of like a newbie. Even though I didn't have testimonials from clients who I freelanced for, I still went and asked folks that I worked with, managers that I had, or peers that I worked with for testimonials, because they can still speak to, you know, my work ethic, what it's like to work with me, what my skill set and strengths are. And so that helped give me some confidence when I put my portfolio together and started reaching out to potential clients.
Yeah, that's so huge, so important. Thank you for speaking to that. And I think too, another thing, like people say that before they even really sit down to give it a chance and look at it, like what would the math be? You know, take your yearly salary, divide it by 12, that's how much you make a month. And then let's say your monthly income is 10,000 and you want to work 20 hours a week or 30 hours a week. Cause if you're working full time and it's 50 to 60 hours, like 30 hours, pretty good, right? If you can go down to 30 hours to match your income, do the income or do the math. What is, so if you work 30 hours a week times like 4.5 weeks for a month, how many hours is that? Divide that by your, you know, monthly income goal. And that'll tell you what you would need to be charging at least hourly to make that work. Compare that with the chart, you know, that we have, and the rough range is like beginner 25 to 35, some experience 40 to 65, experts 70, you know, on up. There's no limit. And so you can match that with that and see like, oh, does this line up? Does it not? Play with the numbers. What would it look like to only work 20 hours a week, or, you know, whatever your ideal is? And don't say it's not going to work for you until you've literally gone and looked at the math and know what it would look like. No matter what your income is, you can match it.
Yeah. And like, let people surprise you. You know, I think like as the person providing the service and especially being new, we look at it as, oh my gosh, that's so much to charge. That feels like so much. But the person on the other end of it looks at it as value, right? Yeah. And so their mindset is totally different. And so let people surprise you. Like go at it with the number you have in mind. And maybe the first person you chat with isn't a yes, but, you know, give it more than one shot, because I think people surprise you. And I think like time for these business owners and entrepreneurs, or, you know, whatever niche you're trying to get into, like time is money, and it's like now more than ever with different things vying for people's attention. Like people really, really value the services that you could provide. And so let them surprise you.
They need help.
Totally. For sure.
If it's not you, it's someone else.
Yeah.
For your clients, what type of industry are they in and what services do you provide? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
Yeah, so kind of all over the place, to be honest. And my plan is to kind of give it a few more months and then like start to niche down a little bit, but the client, my 15-hour a week client, they're in real estate. And I do a lot of project management stuff for them. So they'll kind of like give me something to work on, I'll complete it, and then on to the next. And so like they have insurance policies for all of their properties. So I'm kind of help managing that, making sure policies are renewed. A lot of real estate listings that need to get posted, I'm writing those, I'm posting those, I'm helping with weekly like leads reports. I do some like inbox management and email copywriting. And then the second client, she is a sales coach. So she is specifically in the wedding industry. So she helps super, you know, luxury wedding professionals up their sales games essentially. And so I'm doing, helping her run her ambassador program and then also doing copywriting for her. And my major was journalism. And so I do have that like strong writing background. And so I'm kind of finding myself like niching down into copywriting more and more as I go. And so that's what I'm doing for her. And then my third client is a graphic designer, illustrator. And she really wants to move more into having clients who need like full rebrands. And so I helped put a strategy, an outreach strategy together for her and again, do her copywriting and track all of the responses that we get. And then I research leads for her to reach out to too. So mostly copywriting, but all over the place as far as industry goes.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's awesome. What is like, has the balance been better for you or like how is, cause I know that was a huge thing for you when you went, when you were looking for something to leave corporate, sometimes entrepreneurship can have its own stressors or not. But I was just curious if you've been like, has it been a better balance and better like structure for you?
Night and day. Yeah. It's been better. I mean, definitely still challenges. And I can kind of speak to some of those in a second, but I went from the company I worked for most recently was in a different time zone than me. So I was like online in meetings at 7 a.m. and would usually sign off about 4 p.m. And so I didn't see my daughter, you know, from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Again, even though she was in the house and I could hear her with our childcare provider, like I didn't see her. And so I went from that 5 days a week to now our daughter's with my parents on Monday. So Monday is kind of like my full work day. And then I work Wednesday afternoons and Thursday afternoons. We have, you know, her nanny come into the house for like 4 or 5 hours. And then I'm with her all day Tuesday, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and all day Friday. So it really is perfect.
Yeah.
And I've always been a morning person. So I get up pretty early and we'll get like an hour or two of work done kind of while the house is still quiet and before she gets up for the day. So that's been really nice. Yeah, it's been great. I think what I'm still learning is how to kind of shift from work mode to mom mode, because those shifts kind of have to happen more frequently than they did before, when it was like my whole day was work mode and then I had a few hours in the evening for mom mode. So I'm still learning that. And then just, you know, I want to make my clients happy. I'm used to being in the types of jobs where I'm always available during working hours, and I'm kind of having to shift my mindset a bit there, that just because I get a Slack message or a ping from one of my clients, like, doesn't mean I need to respond right this second. So I'm kind of trying to rewire my brain to realize that it's a really hard shift to make, because, you know, you want to be there for them. You want them to have a good experience, especially early on. But I think the discovery calls that I've had and the new clients that I've been talking to, potential clients, like, I make sure to just set that expectation and that boundary from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And my clients now, like, they know when my working windows are. So they know if they reach out to me at, you know, on a Tuesday when I'm with my daughter, like, I'll get back to them maybe during nap time, maybe that evening when she goes back down, maybe like Wednesday morning, bright and early. But I won't let 24 hours pass, but you're probably not going to get an immediate response from me. And that's never been a problem, as long as you set that expectation with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Were there any other challenges? You mentioned, like, you could speak to some of the challenges, or were those kind of the basic?
I think those are my biggest two. I'm also kind of at the point where the way things are right now has been really good, but I'm trying to not, like, I'm just always kind of hungry for more. And so it's like, I could see having to rein myself in, you know, like, I don't want to be full-time again.
Yeah.
But now that I've kind of proven to myself that, oh, I can go out there and get some clients and do some really fun things, like, I just kind of want to keep going.
Yeah. It's hard. That's hard. Yeah. And I think it's important to acknowledge that, like, that was hard for me too, because I came from the teaching industry where the more you work, you didn't make more. And, like, the better you were at your job, you got more responsibilities, but you didn't get paid more. And so when you were going to the freelance space and, like, working for yourself, when you did more or were better, like, you could make more and charge more. And that is a hard balance to, at least for me, to not have let that, like, take over.
Right. It's very tempting, and it feels really empowering. Like, it just feels good to kind of be able to own, you know, essentially own my own business. And that feels really good. But just reminding myself, like, why did I make this change? Why did I take this journey to begin with? And I never plan to go back to the corporate world. Like, I plan to do this in some way, shape, or form for the long haul. And so, will there be a time when maybe I'll have more hours to take on more clients? Like, absolutely. But right now isn't that time. So just kind of having to remind myself of why I got started. Or, you know, I've thought about, like, looking closer at the OBM route and kind of more the agency style that I know a lot of your students have done. But I'm trying not to make any decisions quite yet. I'd like to get a few more months under my belt before I kind of figure out how and if I want to pivot.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it has been a quick, like, you just this summer, end of summer, towards the end of September, or I'm sorry, towards the end of summer. So, like, August enrolled. Mm-hmm. Now here you are, December, like, three-ish months in being fully freelance at home for your.
Yeah. This is my third month that I've, like, invoiced my clients, and it's only been 3 full months, and I'm excited to see what's going to come in 2024. I have my sister, I've kind of gotten her interested in the idea, and she's taken on one client herself too. So we're kind of talking about maybe combining forces and seeing if we can do something together. You know, it's just fun to dream. And you know, I think previously, like, I would have these dreams and they felt so unattainable. And now that, thanks to you, I have this super proven method, and I've been able to do it according to your, you know, directions. Like, it feels like I can keep going and keep growing, and kind of the sky's the limit. So it's a really fun place to be.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your journey with us, how it's going, how it's been, why you got started, all of that. I think these episodes are so good for those who are kind of in a similar position to where you were in July and prior. It's just important to hear the real stories of other women who mm-hmm. wanted something different, something better, and how they were able to achieve it. And so I'm very grateful that you were willing to come on and just open up and share with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me again. Feels really good to be on your podcast, having listened to so many episodes previously. So this is really fun. And just thank you for, you know, taking your leap of faith when you did, however many years ago, and then wanting to share that with so many other women. I know it's made such an impact in my life and so many others. So thank you so much for everything that you do and share.
Of course, you're going to make me cry.
No tears.
We'll have to do like an anniversary episode next year, because I'm sure there's so many exciting and big changes for you in the next year in your business. So best of luck, and it was so good having you on.
Thanks, Michaela. Hopefully we can talk soon.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.